Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Andy Murray from What Culture to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, Roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Andy to look ahead to SmackDown the night before SummerSlam.
The go-home show for the biggest party of the summer. Yeah, cool. Can't wait. Yeah.
Do you think anything else is going to be added to this show? I'm just looking now. Obviously, the Seth Rollins match is gone. There's 8 matches on the card at the time of recording. I don't know. Could this finally be the moment that they break that duck and put an Intercontinental Championship match on a premium
live
event?
That'd be nice,
for the first time since last WrestleMania. Not the one that's just gone, the one before that.
That's absurd, isn't it? An absurd statistic. Yeah, just like I could absolutely see Triple H being a Gunter guy, a Gunther, however we're saying it. I say it differently every time because I'm a moron. I could absolutely see him going, hey, this big guy rules. Let's put him on the card. Let's get him chopping someone. It would be fun as well, and it would give you like a kind of, because with him you're guaranteed a high quality match, it would give you like a guaranteed banger as well, particularly after losing Seth the Chef versus Riddle playing the fiddle. I don't have a rhyme for him. It would be nice to kind of have that work rate TM appeal, if you will, added to the show. If we're going to see anything added, I think it would be that, or maybe they'll go Rollins will face a mystery, because I think that's going to be a cool thing to do for SummerSlam if you must insist on telling us that Riddle's injured.
Especially if they're bringing back Sasha.
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing that could happen. I don't know why I scoffed. I think that would be a good way to build a bit of intrigue before the show, I think. I'm actually moderately surprised they didn't just do Drew versus Sheamus on that, you know?
There's a tiny bit of me. We'll get to there. Hang on, what's the official title? Good old-fashioned Donnybrook match in due course. But there's a tiny bit of me that's like, well, you've dragged it out this far, lads. Why not put it on the premium live event? Yeah.
They could have added some... Well, they've added some juice, I guess, to SmackDown with that. Some Iron Brew, because one of them's Scottish.
Do you think that this Donnybrook match is to potentially mask the fact that we might not get either Roman or Brock on this show? Like, they've hyped it up as, like, the last show before SummerSlam. But yeah. I always think, unless they say, Roman's going to be here, or Brock's going to address his enemies, or whatever it may be.
Like he's Eddie Kingston.
I always think...
Except Brock's enemies in this case are like pigs in the butcher shop, aren't they?
I always think maybe it's just going to be Paul Heyman talking up the last man standing match, perhaps. Yeah. I think regardless, tonight's SmackDown is probably going to be less eventful than last week.
Yeah, definitely. I you know...
Thank you, Vince.
That was miserable. That has already aged like milk left out in the sun.
Yep.
The milk has become so aged it's grown its own arms and is now starting a bottling business. These go-home shows, they've been neutered a lot since the network came into play, and now Peacock, obviously, because they don't have to sell you pay-per-views anymore. You've already got your subscription money, so hey, what is this? It's like the model's completely changed. There's no longer that last-minute clamor to make these things as exciting as they can be. That's not to say it won't be exciting. Maybe they'll come up with some cool stuff. Who knows? But it's not the norm anymore.
I've got your thing. Just what? As you were talking there, it's come to me.
What?
So you haven't got Brock.
Milk. Arms.
You haven't got Roman, right? Yeah. And we've already seen a million different permutations for the Usos and the Street Profits. The Street Profits I thought were absolutely sensational on last week's SmackDown.
They're so fired up.
So, having done all that, and you've got a few matches already advertised for tonight, so you don't necessarily need to do too much wrestling on a Friday night.
Don't want wrestling on our wrestling show. Hold on there, pal.
So, what are the other parts that we could push together? I'll tell you, Andy Murray.
What have we got?
Paul Heyman, obviously. Paul Heyman doing his brilliant job, as always, of selling not just Roman versus Brock, but arguably the Usos and the Street Profits, you know, take all the milk sort of thing, bloodline, all that nonsense. Maybe Sami Zayn does something. But what if you have Paul Heyman on one side of the ring with a mic and on the other, Double J, baby, in his ref outfit. He's been wearing it all week, like, as Amplet pointed out, a kid going to a fancy dress party. And then he guitar shots Paul Heyman to close the show.
And he ends up in the main event as a result.
I'll be taking Brock's place.
Double J always wins. Double J never loses. Yeah, why not? Why the hell not? Why the hell not have some fun with Jeff Jarrett on this show, right?
He's already got a pretty stacked weekend, but it's bollocks to it.
He's a busy lad. He's a busy lad for sure, as I'm sure he'd have it no other way. Love Jeff Jarrett. Yeah, why not? Let's do something a bit silly. Like you say, there's a chance Brock and or Roman might not be on this show at all. You got this match on, which is a nice compensation, I think. It's like Sheamus versus Drew. The stipulation sounds stupid, the name of it. But these matches are literally always good. Like Drew and Sheamus, they beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah.
I know we've seen like 20 of them over the past couple of years, but I don't care because they literally just are always, the floor of them is very high. I can't remember the last time I watched one of these and went, that wasn't great.
Yeah, exactly.
They're always awesome. So
yeah, it always helps when you're fighting your mate because you can beat the piss out of
each
other.
They'll both be on social media sharing photos of their backs afterwards going, look how red I am.
And the good thing, I suppose, we might as well talk about it now. The good thing, I suppose, with the good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, which I'm fairly certain is just a street fight but with shillelaghs.
Yeah, street fight with shillelaghs and cans of Iron Brew from Drew and haggises.
So the good thing about it is that when Drew inevitably wins, I think that's everyone's agreed on that, it doesn't necessarily, even though we all kind of think Roman's going to retain tomorrow, it doesn't necessarily spoil that. You know, sometimes, right, it's like someone wins the Rumble and then you've got the world title match later on the night and you're like, well, because that guy's won the Rumble, there's no way they put it on the heel, for example.
Yeah, true.
Or the babyface, I should say.
They've not, like, formally made it a contendership match.
But yeah, I agree. I think the good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, they like good old-fashioned at the moment, didn't they? They had a good old-fashioned Battle Royal, which led to nothing.
They did that, that was like the show after the Royal Rampage, isn't it?
So I think so.
It was really funny. Like AEW kind of just stole the word Royal for their two ring Battle Royal, which I really enjoyed. I thought was fun. And then WWE were like, "Hey, we can get petty too." Like I love stuff like that. I love it when both companies do that.
And I love it when they had this Battle Royal, and I was like, "Oh, cool! So that's determining the final person in Money in the Bank."
Yeah.
And then they went, "No,
nah."
That's later on.
Yeah, so it was totally pointless.
It's just to kill time.
Yeah, we need to stop 10 minutes.
Pardon me,
I'm yawning for some reason. We need to kill 10 minutes at the start of the show, boys. What are we going to do? Battle Royal.
I think, you know, what we said on Raw as well, people anticipating a sweeping change to Friday Night SmackDown are going to be sorely disappointed because this is, everything's, like, I was just looking there at the SummerSlam card. I will get to the Drew match in a second and get your inevitable Drew McIntyre prediction. But I was looking, and across both shows, but across SmackDown, there's not really a lot that needs to be done. Roman Brock is Roman Brock, and probably will be helped by a Paul Heyman prediction spoiler gimmick.
Yeah.
But you don't need any more face-offs between the two of them. You've got enough bloody stock footage of that. Uso Street Profits, as I've said, has been featured on both shows, and we've already got the Jeff Jarrett thing with that.
Yep.
And then all you've really got is Pat McAfee and Happy Corbin, and that peaked last week.
Yep.
With the... This is Sparta kick from Happy Corbin.
And the great promo.
See you at SummerSlam, bitch, from Pat McAfee. and Liv Morgan, Ronda Rousey, I think is maybe one more thing with them. Maybe Ronda has a match against some goober and takes it a little bit too far with her submission just to make a bit of a statement.
Yeah, or maybe she goes outright heel. Maybe, like, any degree of that. Any degree in that direction, I think, would be pretty cool because... Yeah, I think that's the long-term direction for her character. So maybe she squashes someone and keeps an armbar on really unnecessarily and Liv's like, Ronda, this is evil. Don't be evil. And then they, establish a more distanced character dynamic between the two. I think that'd be good.
If you want to know our thoughts on the overall SummerSlam card, by the way, we did a preview, me and Andy, yesterday. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. But yes, I sense that there's going to be sword stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
But mainly shillelagh stuff. And I don't know, do you think that the whole of the brawling brutes are going to get involved in this? It feels inevitable, doesn't it, to give Shane a bit of a, you know, a bro kick, 1-2. Oh, maybe he's going to fight a Clash of the Castle. I mean, he's not. But
I've actually got a bit of exclusive news to drop. Obviously, I am, being a Scottish man, I am well connected to every person from Scotland.
Yes.
Me and the Scottish clans assembled in the loch last night. We're in Loch Ness, and Nessie was chairing the meeting, obviously. Good. You need people to cancel out these brawling brutes, right? They're a menace, right? Butch, he's basically like a dog or whatever, but you know, Ridge Holland, he's a big boy. Who are you going to get? Who are you bringing in? How are you going to nullify these guys? Well, Drew, you know, not a huge amount of established allies on SmackDown at the moment, so we have to go to his roots and heritage and bring back the Highlanders.
Oh!
Nessie told me that personally.
And then they'll be spotted in the audience for AW Dynamite next week.
This is it. I learned this from Ian Ironbrew himself. So,
yeah, I...
Tonic, he told me, tea cake guy.
I did like that when Finlay used to use the shillelagh, you know.
Yeah.
I did like that as a little...
I don't mind it as a weapon, because like...
It is weird that they just were like, yeah, you can bring a weapon down to ringside. What could possibly go wrong here?
It's obviously a little bit reductive, right? Because it's like, Irish guy has to use an Irish weapon. But like the shillelagh, it's something that you could believably use as a weapon in pro wrestling, because it's not going to kill someone, because you're not going to... Unless you hit them in the head, obviously. But you're going to whack them on the back or whatever. My cousin... Keith, who lives in Florida, actually owns a shillelagh.
It's really?
Yeah. We were over there when I was on vacation in July. He was like, he just brought out the shillelagh in the house. I was like, this is awesome. What a remarkable, it's like an authentic back in the day shillelagh as well. So I wonder if Sheamus has got a similar one. But
he's got cut in half on SmackDown.
Yeah, what's he going to do now?
I do like the idea of him swinging. I don't know if the sword's been banned. I've got a feeling it might be, actually. But
I think it was.
I do like the idea of him swinging for Drew. And you do the old gimmick where he like cuts the shillelagh in half, and then he swings it again, and he cuts it in half again, and he's basically just left with a stump. And then he gets claymored out of his shoes.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny. Like, the thing that the sword needs to go, right? Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's absurd. Yeah. So the thing about the shillelagh is like, yeah, that can be believable, because you're not going to immediately kill someone if you hit them with it, as long as you don't crack their skull, obviously. Mm. But the sword, no, like. No, you can't use that as a wrestling weapon, because babyface Drew McIntyre isn't just going to lop someone's arm off. You know, it's a total suspension of disbelief preventer. It was funny, right, when the Berserker had the sword, and it was stupid because it was the New Generation era, and he was like stabbing the ring and stuff. But it's 2022. This doesn't fly.
Got an idea to level the playing field here, which features the sword. Okay,
hit me.
So. We see backstage Drew McIntyre, the old split screen. Drew McIntyre's warming up. Sheamus is warming up. And Ridge has got Butch on a tight leash, right? But Butch signals to Ridge he needs to go toilet before the main event, probably.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, oh, well, I'll find a quiet spot. I don't know why he's going backstage rather than outside, but still, we'll go backstage. And Ridge gets the center. No, Ridge, sorry. Butch gets the center something, right? And suddenly sees over there, what's that? Oh, what did, like, bone or something, or dog food or something, right? Win a lot somewhere. And he's like, and he drags in there, because Butch, you can't hold him back.
Yeah.
I've seen people getting dragged along by a dog.
Schnorbit.
Drags him in, boom, door gets closed, it's a kennel, like a human-sized kennel, and he puts the sword in as like a lock. That's how they kept out of ringside, and the sword isn't as well. And Sheamus is like, "Oh no, it's only me on my own."
And then he gets welcomed to the doghouse by his new personal ring announcer, Road Dog, Jesse James.
Wow, he's not going anywhere else, is he?
No, he's probably not getting that job he wants. Probably not, Roadie. Yeah, why not, man? Why not? You know, I think they should bring in some celebrity dogs for this.
Yes.
Schnorbits, Keith Harris, and Orville. No, Orville wasn't a dog,
Clifford.
Was he? Clifford, big red dog. The Fiend, obviously. Well, there's lots of famous dogs.
Snoopy.
Snoopy. Pingu. Another one. Another one from back in the day. Pikachu, obviously. Yep. Garfield. He likes lasagna, Garfield. It's a weird dog. And Spot. Spot the dog. There we go.
OG.
Here's a dog.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, Andy, is tonight the night Lacey Evans will finally bloody wrestle?
Don't be stupid. What do you think this is?
Because she's been advertised tonight against Aaliyah, but then she's been advertised against Aaliyah for several weeks now, and all she does is come out, say, I'm in the military, or I was in the military. As Pat McAfee pointed out, she still gets a you suck chant in America, which is insane.
It's wild, isn't it?
And then, I mean, I hope, personally, Aaliyah's learnt from previous weeks, because what she does is she comes out, she goes, right, I'm going to finally get my bloody hands on Lacey Evans. That's, she turned on me when we were meant to be tagging a few weeks back. And then Lacey Evans cuts a promo and she goes, right, you ready? And she gets woman's righted every time. Yeah. So maybe just wait till the referee rings the bell, Aaliyah.
It's, this is almost like exactly the same as her early days on the main roster, isn't it? When she'd come down the ramp, do an entrance and then go away again. And everyone would be like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's weird. She's not wrestling. She's not wrestling again. She's never going to wrestle again. That's not how this works. Come on. We're going to do this ad nauseum.
I don't know where we go from here.
Her character direction is like, it's unspeakably chaotic, right? The turns, the brands moving and the character flipping and all of this stuff. It's, I don't know. It seems to me like they wanted to get Lacey back on TV and they were just like, oh, don't really know what we're doing with her here. And they changed their mind many, many times.
How do you do that sort of storyline half-assed? How do you sit there and say, we're going to delve deep into incredibly personal issues? Yeah. And then at the last minute, I mean, it's one of the last relics of Vince McMahon's era, isn't it? Of like, last minute, now change of plan, she's a heel now. Yeah. It's like, you've told this incredible story. Like, Lacey Evans is kind of hard to babyface because everyone already knew her as Lacey Evans.
Gimmick-wise.
But they did it, and then they went, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's like, it's really easy. It was rough as well because, like, obviously the traumas and stuff she was bringing up are really, like, deep-rooted issues. And, like, if people who are watching this have experienced similar things, and I hope they haven't, obviously, but if they have, things like that can be quite triggering.
Yeah.
And, like, they can set things off inside you, and it's really difficult to deal with. So to take that, to use it for sympathy and then flip it around into like a heel thing was really distasteful, and they're not really getting the level of scrutiny they deserve for that. I thought it was really gross. Mm. Like, line up your most disgusting promotional tactics of 2022 list, because it should be on there. And, you know, laughing and joking aside about the wins and losses, the not wrestling thing. Yeah, it's just a really strange, complex mess up across the board.
Also, if you're Aaliyah and you're listening to this, we know they listen, Andy. It's kind of obvious what's coming, because she cuts the promo, then she turns to face you, and it's called the woman's right.
Yeah.
So it's only coming from... So just keep your eye on her right hand. If that starts to move, duck or step back.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So no match tonight?
No match. Not happening.
Well, we are getting the New Day versus the Viking Raiders. Oh, I'm sorry. The New Day versus the new vicious Viking Raiders. There's only one winner here. The New Day can eat losses, and the Viking Raiders are being established, presumably as the first opponents for the Street Profits when they win the titles.
Yeah, the newly refurbished Viking experience at the Jorvik Viking Museum in York, England is going to triumph over the New Day, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, like, the feud is what it is. Guys dressing up as the other guys is not really something I find all that amusing in 2022. When I was 13 and watching it in the Attitude Era, apart from the ones that were, you know, pretty awful.
Yeah, they made pretty badly, some of them.
Yep, the ones, you know the ones I'm talking about. But things like Triple H and Shawn dressing up as Shane and Vince, and when they were doing their dad DX act in the mid 2000s and stuff.
And I did like Edge and Randy Orton as DX as well.
So I've enjoyed.
We'll be back.
Exactly. I've enjoyed stuff like this in the past. Some of it should be deleted from the archives. But it's impossible. I'm 34 years old. I've been watching wrestling since 1992. I can't invest in a feud primarily built around Kofi and Woods dressing up as the Viking Raiders and going, "Och," and stuff, you know?
Plus, the other week...
I love the New Day, I should say.
But yeah, they're never going to...
Goes without saying, yeah.
But the other week, I'm fairly certain the Viking Raiders had a match, and the New Day were like, "Well, we got these tickets for your ass whooping."
Yeah.
And then they still got beaten up.
Yeah.
So... fresh Viking Raiders. The only thing that I think that can distract them is when the rhythm gets shanky and he's got to bust some moves.
Oh, there you go, baby. Rhythm is a shanky. I don't really... You can see him everywhere. Yeah. I don't know. Is that how the song goes?
What's she going to look like with a chimney on her?
There you go.
That was a song, wasn't it?
What's he going to look like?
Yeah, the chimney on her. Is that the lyrics?
I think so. Something like that.
Something
is that,
like
the,
that
the Will Griggs on Fire song? No, that's possibly a different one. Yeah.
But yeah. The Viking Raiders, vicious.
Yeah, they're going to...
Maybe they're going to write New Day off for a bit.
Maybe.
Like they got an out for them right now.
Yeah, it's not cooking, is it?
The Usos aren't going to have anyone to work with, but
Vikings...
the Usos can just back up Roman for a bit, maybe, and say, "Oh, we want another title shot," and the Viking Raiders can be the inevitable first defense for the Street Profits, because I think you and I both agree, I think they're winning the tag titles on Saturday. I don't know why you couldn't just, like, they're presenting the Viking Raiders like we've never seen them before.
Yeah.
I was like, we've seen them for ages and they were good, and then you ruined them, and now you've given them shields and face paint and you're acting like, "Whoa, it's this whole new stable."
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I really wish the kind of idea of the upgrade wasn't just like cartoon stuff, like face paint and shields and stuff, and was like, when you go back and you see like the entrance at TakeOver New York in 2019 and like the way they come from out of the floor, and there's just these terrifying, huge brutes of men. Sidgwick said, and I agree, that it looked like they were literally walking out of hell to fight people. And then you get 3 years later, and they're carrying toy shields around and stuff. Mm. It is what it is. I'm hopeful that this kind of cartoon presentation is going to go the way of the dinosaurs under the
bridge. Finally, tread carefully here, because you tread on my dreams, Andy Murray. Oh. What is going on with Maximum Male Models?
Oh, boy.
I mean, we're getting the beachwear collection this week with Maxine Dupri, the former Sophia Cromwell.
I say.
But the thing about this that really made it, as much as I love Marseille and Mansoir, was Max Dupri.
He was.
And he apparently is now no longer the part of the act. I mean, it might be good, because then we might get L.A. Nair breaking out on his own, but... Yeah. I don't know how I feel about, because Sophia Cromwell's promo, Maxine, was not great last week.
It wasn't, no. I think I would rather have Max Dupri than LA Knight, you know. Like, as much as I get such a big kick out of him doing his LA Knight, Eli Drake, like, let me talk to you, let me...
Cheers, toots.
Let me crowbar 7 catchphrases into a line. I love that. Like, I think it's really fun.
As a man who thinks The Rock is the greatest wrestler of all time.
There you go.
It's like a cheat code.
Yeah, exactly. Like, his cadence is pure Rock Austin, isn't it? I love that stuff. But Maximum Male Models was so much... It was just goofy, idiotic fun. And I was really having a good time with these segments, like Marseille, and he was like appraising his calf muscles and stuff.
Look at that backhand.
Yeah, it's just fun. So going by the reports about him not liking some of the creative and stuff, maybe this was a thing that, what's his name? Sean Ricker, I think his real life name is, that he personally wasn't, maybe he wasn't into it so much. In which case...
He's got an incredible shape.
He really is in
incredible shape. I mean, he already was when he was in NXT and elsewhere, but now I saw some photos that he posted and I was like,
beast.
It kind of makes sense that maybe he wants to make the most of this in between the ropes.
Perhaps. Yeah, for sure. So like, if this is something that he personally wasn't enjoying, I'd much rather he was happy and doing something he is enjoying. So like, I don't want to go against the wishes of the performer or anything like that, but it is a downgrade. It's a big downgrade. I'm not going to, you know, write off a young pro wrestler like Sophia Cromwell, who's only been doing this for the time it takes for certain members of our audience to brew a cup of coffee in a day. Seriously, some of them, it takes about 45 minutes. but she's not a talker of the same level. Like, you could tell from that promo in its early days, and this is understandable, she should not be a good talker at this stage because she's a total rookie. She was reading lines. Like, you could tell you didn't believe her.
Why not just pair them up? The whole point is they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
She could learn a hell of a lot from the former L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was doing funny stuff in NXT. You could have kept her down there. You could have moved Ginny over.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good because...
We all thought it was going to be.
Yeah, she did a Fashionista gimmick in Progress ages ago. And also... She's like with Walter in real life, so you can do a nice thing and have a couple on the road together. It's like, let's do some nice things for our humans, which they do a lot of. They do pair couples up a lot.
In terms of fantasy booking, though, beachwear, what are we thinking? Surfboards?
Ooh. Surfboards. They're going to be like bros, aren't they?
Yeah.
Surfboards, board shorts, maybe like a cheeky Sidgwick patterned shirt, you know, like with oranges or something on it.
Here's a question. What body part? Because they've done like ass and calves and things like that. What body part are they going to focus on?
Backs.
Backs?
Why not?
I like that.
Backs.
I'm going to say Achilles.
Ooh.
Get those ankles out for the boys.
Let me see the top of your feet. Not the toes, just the top.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I tell you what, because they always like doing random stuff, don't they, that does numbers on YouTube. Feet stuff.
There you go. Feet stuff. Here we go.
Here we go. Let me see those piggies, baby.
Let's do this. This is Rampage, baby. Bump, bump. Yeah. Why not?
Like, I'm still going to give this a chance because it's one of my favorite things on SmackDown, but I don't know. Without Max Dupri, it might not be the same.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like when you're...
But then again, that might be the Vince decision of get rid of him and Trips could recognize what he's got in...
This is the thing. It's like when your favorite band that's only been together for 4 weeks replaces the lead singer. You know, the rhythm section is still solid, but it's not quite the same. Not quite the same.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch today. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy Murray. No, at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for... Hey!
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcast. Me and Andy will be looking ahead to Rampage, baby, a little bit later on today. And of course, we've got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming your way later as well. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.